Hey, what's up, people? I want to talk about something that's I've been looking at this thing for a minute, and I always felt this way, but I never really said anything about it because I guess there's no platform, and I to really comment on some vid YouTube video or something like that. Nah. So now, this is the perfect opportunity for me to express these long time feelings I've had surrounding this situation. And the situation is, I've been watching basketball for a minute, and it's about the commentators. It's about Reggie Miller. It's about Chris Webb, and it's about Marv Albert. You know what I'm saying? Marvelous. So, as Reggie Miller puts it, but I don't know about that. And after I'm finished, it might not be so. It might not be so marvelous. But this is just my take. This is just how I observe this situation here. And, when it first happened, I didn't like it then. And I still don't like it now as a fan. And, during the game, what you're used to is smooth commentating throughout the game that blends with the game. And doesn't really interrupt your visual attention to the game. You know what I'm saying? Everything seamlessly blends, and you enjoy the game, your viewing experience is enjoyed, and it's like, yeah, you know what I mean? Now, it seems to be some sort of intentional, in my view, intentional controversy added to the commentator role to, I don't know what, spice it up a little bit. I don't get it. You know what I'm saying? I really don't get it. But okay, so when I'm used to Reggie Miller and Marv Albert, I'm used to them two commentating and whatever the case is, because that them two, it's a seamless blend. Or the other guy, I forgot their names, but the other guy that sounds like Marv Albert, sometimes I get him mixed up. For real. Sometimes I get him mixed up. So, but it's always two and two. And then, see, Webb started to get into the commentating business. And, he was commentating with, damn, I just had his name. Tall white guy from Boston Celtics. Not Larry Bird, but the other white guy, the other tall white guy. And C. Webb, I guess C. Webb was his protege. You know what I'm saying? because I guess he kind of took to C-Web, or he kind of took C-Web under his wing. So, and, you know, he was commentating with C-Web, whatever the case is, them two commentate on the game, whatever, whatever. Then all of a sudden now, they decided to insert C-Web between Marv Albert and Reggie Miller, which makes for a very awkward sort of arrangement when it comes to, you know, commentating on, you know, about the basketball game throughout the game. And, you know, because it's like, okay, I'm watching the game, but then I'm trying, it's like, you know, I get these little awkward insertions of commentary from, you know, okay, Marv Albert, he always seamlessly blends with the game. So does Reggie Miller. But then it's you got C-Web on, like, it's like a third wheel, sort of like, just, you know, it just seems awkward, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I just don't like how they did that. They should have just, in my view, give C-Web his own lane with, you know, somebody else. It's just that simple. You know what I mean? Marv Albert, Reggie Miller, you know, those are the veterans. So, you know, C-Web could give C-Web a different lane. There's no reason to put C-Web between, you know, Marv Albert and Reggie Miller. And then it seems like, okay, it's like, seems like, in my view, it seems like, you know, C-Web and it's like C-Web be, you know, I guess asserting his commentary status against Reggie Miller sometimes, in my view. I'm sure they get along, but that's why I said it sounds awkward. You know what I mean? And it sounds like C-Web be kind of like battling Reggie Miller, you know, for words or whatever. You know what I mean? Or for commentary time. You know what I'm saying? In my view, it's very awkward, man. Like, it's just listening. It's like, and then it takes away from the game. You know what I mean? Because you hear Reggie, you know, you hear Marv Albert, then you hear Reggie Miller, and, you know, Marv Albert, and then all of a sudden, C-Web pops in. like somebody tell him, go now. For real, it's like, you know, he pops in, and maybe they might say, oh, well, you see, somebody did a podcast about it, so, you know, it must mean, you know. No. I mean, people are going to watch the game regardless because they love the basketball is basketball, and this is playoffs. You know what I mean? So people gonna tune in regardless. And, you know, some people got the basketball parties, and, you know. But I wonder if it's just me, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I wonder if it's just me that feel like that. That feel like, I don't know, they might have put C-Web in and tell him OT, tell him to like battle Reggie Miller. I don't know. But it seems like it, because it seems like they be jostling. Well, C-Web be trying to jostle for mic time with Reggie Miller. You know, so it's kind of, it feels kind of weird. But, you know, maybe it's just me. But I always had a little feeling about that. Every time I watch basketball and, you know, I watch, like, you know, whatever it is, and the commentators is C-Webb and Marv and Reggie Miller. I'm always like, oh boy. You know what I mean? Like, and then sometimes when they be showing the live, I guess the live commentating or whatever. See where I've got this. Chris Webber. Got that, he's got that weird grin. That manufactured grin. like if a commercial where, you know, they do like a, let a guy do like a spin around and smile. Like a head spin around, like they do a close up and they freaking start to get that cheese. Yeah, it looks kind of weird. But as far as it just seems like Chris Webber is like a third wheel, and it makes a very awkward commentating experience. You know, they can give, like I said, they can give Chris Webber his old lane. But maybe it's just me. You know, but I always wanted to be I always wanted to find out if it's just me that felt like, okay, he might just be like a third wheel. And, you know, they got somebody tell him, oh, you got to go now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, maybe they do have it like that. But, yeah. So anyway, people, I always wanted to say something about that, like I said. And, you know, I got the platform to say now. So, you know, we got to think about that. Well, yeah, I should think about that. Well, I mean, I don't have to think about that. That ain't nothing to be thinking about. That's just my thoughts. And when I watch basketball, is like right now I'm watching playoffs. Yeah, right now the playoffs is on. Bucks, Raptors. And this is why I did the podcast. Because I was like, hold on. Oh, God. I was like, oh, see. I was like, okay, Marv Albert. Okay, hey, Reggie Miller. I'm listening. And then, you know, C Webb just like pops up at a weird moment. Yeah. But, yeah, definitely. So, yeah, like I said, it's just my thoughts about that situation. So, you know, whatever. Y'all stay tuned out there. This is the Realness About Things podcast. We spreading love. We speaking truth. Trying to make some power moves. ISU. You know, keeping an eye on everything. We got that drone vision. Easy.